Syria's western neighbor is Lebanon, but the two countries have traditionally been miles apart when it comes to freedom of expression. There's just about none of it in Syria, while Lebanese can generally say, write, and text pretty much what they want to. That may be changing, though. A series of arrests of musicians, human rights activists, and even Facebook users has left some Lebanese wondering if they're as free as they thought. From Beirut, Ben Gilbert has our story.
More than a year ago, Lebanese musician Zayd Hamdan and his band, Zayd and the Wings, recorded this song. The song is about former Lebanese army commander and current president, General Michel Soliman. At the time, Lebanon had been through a war with Israel and 2 years of street clashes and political turbulence. The army had helped keep the country from sliding back into civil war. The song's lyrics repeatedly tell various nefarious groups to go home. Corrupt politicians, foreign intelligence, militiamen. The lyrics praise Soliman as, quote, a miracle man for bringing peace to the nation. But then, at the very end, it tells Soliman to go home. That line got Hamdan in trouble. He was arrested last week. The Lebanese prosecutor's office charged him with insulting the president. Hamdan rejects the charges.
I said, it's not an insult, it's an advice. I said, my position is that the army pacify the country, works on stability, and then it goes home. It goes back to its barracks. It doesn't go and access political power. This is not democracy. That's my opinion. No, you don't arrest me for that.
Within hours, news of Hamdan's arrest had resulted in a Free Zayd Facebook page with hundreds of followers. Powerful friends made phone calls. Hamdan was released after 7 hours. Ziad Saghia is Hamdan's attorney. He says the law against insulting the president exists to cement national unity in a country where the government is weak and the population deeply divided along religious and ethnic lines. But, he says, the law is being interpreted way too broadly.
So even you don't have the right to make fun, to joke, to express this in an artistic way, or any protest against this.
This is not the first case Saghia has taken like this. Last summer, he represented 4 Lebanese charged with insulting the Lebanese president on Facebook. They spent 11 days in prison. He says these cases represent a dangerous trend. By threatening to jail people indefinitely before they're even convicted, the government puts a chill on criticisms of the state without having to go to court.
If you are insulting them, they want to punish you immediately. So they arrest you. They don't wait for the trial and saying, now I can use immediate arrest in order to intimidate people, to let them shut up and so on.
The charges against the Facebook users weren't pursued after the families begged the president to have mercy. But the case against Hamdan is still active. If convicted, he faces hefty fines and up to 2 years in prison. There's also the case against a human rights activist. He documented alleged torture and other human rights violations by the Lebanese security forces. He's now being investigated for having, quote, published information harmful to the reputation of the Lebanese military. And there were 2 other similar cases in the past year. Nadim Houri of Human Rights Watch says given events in the region, the Lebanese government should be moving toward opening up more, not less.
Lebanon and the Lebanese authorities like to pride themselves on being an oasis of freedom. But what we're seeing is a trend in the wrong direction. As the rest of the Arab world fights and struggles to increase freedom of expression in their countries, we're seeing the Lebanese authorities and the security services clamping down.
Khoury says the government's threat of lengthy court cases must stop. For his part, attorney Saghia says he hopes Zayd Hamdan's case does go to court. He wants to set a precedent in which the arbitrary application of the law cannot be used to intimidate musicians, activists, or any other Lebanese who wants to express an opinion. The U.S. government might want to take note as well. It's given nearly $1 billion to the Lebanese government to improve the country's security forces and human rights and governance. For The World, I'm Ben Gilbert in Beirut.